stuff.
Yeah, one of them.
I'm sure.
Vahimi Keshen Osayim Yomim. So the Medrash brings down a pasuk on this. Keish Som Lachoshech. Hashem put an end to the Choshech. There's a shear for the Choshech. Keish Som Lachoshech. One of the things that the Medrash applies this pasuk to is the Ma'aseh with Yosef. Zman Nosen L'Yosef Kamashonim Yeyosef Ba'afeilu Beveso Asurim. There was a given Zman. How much time Yosef has to be in jail? Kimon shegia hakeitz cholam parech halayim. So Argadal Yo explains what's the Medrash telling me over here. Medrash is telling us if you would learn Pashat Pshat in the Pasuk by himikation saim yalam and pum parech halayim, and the cholam was the siba of Yosef getting out of jail. So on that the Medrash quotes the Pasuk and tells me not like that. Hakadosh Baruch Hu lechetchila sets a keitz for how long the choshech has to be. Now that the choshech has to end, now comes the chalayim, and the chalayim is the chalayim is not the sieve of him getting out. The sieve of him getting out is the time has come for the thing to end. The chalayim is just a way of having to get him out, but that is not because he dreamt. That's why he got out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chitchila set the way, set the amount of time he has to be there. It happened to come al yidei chalayim. And this same Inyan, Orgadal Yovah says, is shaykh to the Nes of Chanukah. The Nes of Chanukah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said a gvul, how long the Choshech of Yovan should be. The Emes says in the beginning of the Torah, it says, V'ha'oriz ha'isa soyu v'voyu v'choshech al p'nei sahayim v'ruach alakim ha'rachefes al p'nei ha'moyim. So, the Medrash darshins, soyu, that's Golos Bavel, v'voyu, that's Golos Modai, V'choshech, Zegolus Yovan, Sheikhshichu Einayim Shel Yisrael, Al Pnei Sahoim, that's Golus Edoim, the deep, deep, deep Golus Edoim, V'ruach Alekim Rachavis, Al Pnei Amayim, Zemelech HaMashiach. So, L'chitchila, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shtel Davek, there's going to be Goliaths. And those Goliaths have their set Zman. Norvos. So, Zok Togid Al Yov, what was the godless of the Chashmai Noem then? L'maisa, you know, if it was a set time, it was going to end anyway. So he says, no. He says, this taka is set time, but there has to be a keli there to be makabel the or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to shine down at the end of that time. Had the Chashmai Noem not been Moisir Nefesh, then you wouldn't have that keli to be able to bring down that or. And he says, it's the same thing with the goals that we're in right now. You know, you find that there were Rishonim that said different Zmanim of Akates, you know, it's supposed to be here, it's supposed to be then, it's supposed to be then, and they all passed by and nothing happened. So it's not the pshat that these were false ends or whatever. There were Taka Zmanim that were Mesukul for the Kates. But there has to be that Keli to be Makabal that Or, and that unfortunately, that has not yet come about. We're waiting for that Keli to come about at the right time. But that's the way he teaches what it means over here, Kates Sam Lachayshach. The Medrash says, the nemesis Yosef was supposed to get out 2 years earlier. But because he said to the Sar HaMashkim, who's a Chartani, v'his Chartani, so because of that, he was Soymachan and Ben Odom, and the Mela Kodesh Baruch Hu made him stay an extra 2 years. So Avigdor Miller asks the question, L'chayra, what was the Taina on Yosef? What was the Taina on Yosef? You have to make a shtadlus. You know, you ain't same chanal on ace, you have to make your shtadlus. If a marshal, if another yid would go over to the Sar HaMashkim and be mishtadl for Yosef, he'd be considered a tzaddik. You're doing a chesed for someone, you're making your shtadlus by someone that might have influence. So just because Yosef did it himself, why should that be any worse? He says, marshal Ma'ad over Daimon. There's a fellow drowning in the water, he's drowning in a river. And all of a sudden, a fishing boat passes by and he calls out, please throw me a rope. So you're going to say he's a tain on the person because he was Soymachan of Ben Adam instead of being Soymachan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's foolish, right? So Yosef was drowning. He was in prison for 10 years already. There was no chance whatsoever. He saw no hope whatsoever. So what was the tain that he made his shtadl so via by the Sar HaMashkim? So this question is asked by numerous mefarshim. Rabbi Gnumilus gives the teretz in his own way. So then the Chanami, he had to make his shtadlus. Obavaisleis HaKadosh Baruch Hu sensed in Yosef a tiny little nekuda of his being samech on his ishtadlus and his reliance on the Ben Adam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sensed in Yosef the tiny little daksha b'dakam being samech on a Ben Adam, and that had to be taken out. Because Yosef was such a tzaddik, and because Yosef was going to be that light that the end of the Choshech is going to be Chan, he's going to be the Keli for that light, and he is paving the way for the Yidden in Mitzrayim. And he did an unbelievable thing. Yosef in Mitzrayim, where the name of Hashem was totally, it was non-existent. Yosef kept on saying, Belodai, Elokim, Yan, Eshloim, Pare, and he mentioned the name of Hashem, Ad Kedei Kach, that Pare himself mentioned the name of Hashem. He was mefarsim the name of Hashem into Mitzrayim, and he paved the way for the Yidden to go through Golas. And he paved the way for all of us throughout generations, not only the Yidden and Mitzrayim. That was a tremendous light that came down to the world. So for Yosef to be that light that paves the way for Golas, he had to be perfect in his reliance on Hashem. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sensed a dak shebedak of a little bit of this ishtaglus and his reliance on Bnei Yodim. Ishtaglus you have to make, 100%. Ain't same chan al anais. But there was a dak shebedak, his kartani, his kartani. So that had to be taken out. So what happened? For 2 years, Yosef was waiting. He told the Sarah Mashkin, he says, please remind me, mention my name to Parai. He's sure the next day he'll be out and he'll mention him. Nothing. Another day goes by, nothing. A week goes by, 2 weeks go by, a month goes by, and every single day of disappointment, every single day of disappointment for 2 years, that eradicated the smichus on Bnei Yodam. So there's nothing else to be saimachan. The emes is that we are like that in Golas as well. We had our different stages. There was a time that people were saying that communism is going to be the Yeshua for Bnei Yodam, and many Yidden, you know, they felt the communism. I once read two of the most choshevi Jewish communist on the Yevzechsia, one was a musmuch of the Telzi Yeshiva, and one was a musmuch of Rav Yitzchok Kano. These were two of the biggest communists that there were. And Yidden, they meant theirs. It sounded very good, you know, everyone's going to be equal, all men are equal, we'll all share in the wealth, and no one's going to be on top of the other. Yeah, you know, it was communism. And then there was a Zionism. Zionism was a major, major thing. You know, that's going to get us out. They said it's a schalte de gula, which the Chazonish said, it's the shverikai, it's making the gulas harder. That's all it's doing. And we see today, you know, what Zionism did for us. And there's all kinds of these things, the materialism and all different kinds of things that Yidden were saimach on, and it got them nowhere. And disappointment, after disappointment, the Seif HaKorah before Mashiach comes is going to have to be Ein Lanu Yishoyin Ela Avinu Shvashamayim. Like the Gemara says over there in Masech Tesaita, Bikvus Nemashiach, they're going to come to the realization there's only one being that we can be Seimach on, and that's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'atoichal na haparois ro'ois hamar v'dakois habosar eisheva haparois v'atevlana hashibolam hadakois eisheva hashibolam habriois. So Yosef says the interpretation of the dream is that the seven good cows, the seven healthy cows, they're the seven good years, and the seven good years are going to be swallowed up by the seven bad years. So if Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld asks the question, what does the pasta say that years are swallowed up? That the seven bad years are going to swallow up the seven good years? I said the seven good years, they had plenty to eat. How was that swallowed up? You know, good, they're going to have bad years, but what's the marshal and the nimshal in the dream that the seven skinny cows swallowed up the seven healthy cows? When I said the seven healthy years, they had plenty to eat. So what's the pshat that was swallowed up? So Zotav Yosef Chaim, that b'medvar mamurim, that the seven good years, they're enjoyable, they're good, is if you have no idea that there's any shverikaitin coming up. So b'shas ma'ase, you know, there's no reason to worry. There's no reason to worry about the future. So you're indulging. You have Baruch Hashem, you have plenty to eat. But if, let's say, a person knows there's going to be a terrible famine right afterwards, then they already can't enjoy the plenty right now, have to save and have to this, and they can't enjoy it. So that's the pshat, that the seven skinny cows, it represents such depth of tzara, such depth of hunger, and they have to worry about it now that it took away any pleasure. They had what to eat, but it took away, it swallowed up the pleasure of having plenty right now because they knew of the shverikaitin that are coming up. Ani parei, ubilodecha lo yorim ish es yodei ves ragloi v'chaleres mitzrayim. So Chatzka Levenstein, Zechatzadi v'kodesh l'vrachi, asks, how did Yosef have the courage, how did he have the gvura to go and be a king over Mitzrayim? He was a Yosef, for practical purpose, he was a king. He was a yeshiva bacher. He sat and learned by Yaakov Avinu. He was a shepherd, a yeshiva bacher. What shaykhs did he have to be melech on a whole country? Mitzrayim was the main country of the world then. What shaykhs did he have to such a zach? So Chatzka says a very interesting thing. Let's say you would hear that a young boy, a teenage boy, is a shepherd over hundreds and hundreds of sheep. So you can ask Akash, how's a shaykh that a 17-year-old boy should be a shepherd? He weighs maybe 160, 170 pounds. You put all the sheep together, these are thousands and thousands of pounds. How could somebody that weighs 170 rule over? That's just not Akash Meikara. You're talking about a Ben Adam ruling over behemoths. What's the shverikite? Just because they weigh more altogether, there's not no shaykhs. Yosef HaTzadik recognized that a yid of Ben Yisrael is a different bria, totally than the goyim. Different bria, right? So Shul HaChampayim HaChamor, Am Adayim HaChamor, and that was said about Eliezer and Yishmol who did tshuva. So the Mitzrayim, that they were the lowest of the low. So Yosef understood that he's a different Mitzias, just like a shepherd could rule over behemoths. So here he gets a rule over Mitzrayim. It's a double portion. It's also your duel what the Kuzri says. The Kuzri says that it's understood that the world, the Bria, has four different units of creation. There's Daimen, there's an inanimate object. There's Tzemeach, there's Chai, and there's Medaber. So the Kuzri, but there's a fifth, there's a Ben Yisrael. Ben Yisrael is a different Metzias, it's a totally different league than a guy. The ultimate Slabotka was Yosef, a Ben Torah is a sixth, and that's a totally different. See, Yosef, in addition to being a Ben Yisrael, was also a Talmud Muvik of Yaakov Avinu. See, he understood he was a different Metzias. See, he wasn't despoiled, there was nothing to be afraid of. This idea that he is a different breed, he's a different Mitzvah. This gave Yosef the courage and the merits to be able to rule over Mitzrayim. Vayikra Yosef Hashem HaBechor Menashe. And Yosef called the name of his Bechor Menashe. Kinashani Elikim Eskol Amoli. Hashem made me forget all my hardship. Eskol Beis Avi in my father's house. So before Shem asked Akasha, how the child that Yosef should give Shvachta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he forgot the house of Yaakov Avinu, the Bechira Ovois, that Yaakov Avinu that loved him so much and gave him his entire chinuch and Nafshei Kshura B'Nafshei. So he should praise Hashem for forgetting everything over there. And not only that, but he called his son that name. As Shvachta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the pshat? So Yisrael Salanta, you do a pshat from a Yisrael Salanta, Zechetzavi Mekodesh Levrache, that Yosef's Kavana was that he was able to do what's seemingly impossible. The brothers ruined his life. The brothers ripped him away from the Mekar HaChayim. They were going to kill him L'chitchila. And what did they do? They sent him off to Mitzrayim, the Mokam Avi Avois HaTumah Mamish Nechayach. So Yosef, in addition to having to survive over there, but Yosef had to forgive them. So he said, how am I going to do this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a special siyat in the Shmaya. Kinashani Elokim Eskol Amoli, all my hardship from beforehand. He made me forget it. He took away the pain. And now I'm able to look at it objectively and I'm able to see that it's not them that sent me here. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that planned this. And I have no time on them whatsoever. To be able to be moichel them took superhuman kaiches. How's it shayach? It's only because of the bracha, ki nashani elikim es kol amoli. I saw brought down Tzadik, Rabbi Tzadik, Shmuel Anya, the Levitch Zatzal. He said that this comes out very good with another thing that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says. Yisrael Salanta says that learning Musar is not good enough. You have to, when you learn Musar and you're in the Sayyur from the Musar, you have to take action. You have to do a Maisa that's able to implement that Musar which you did. So this is what he did. He called his name. He called the name of his Bechor, Menashe, Kinashani Elokim, and to constantly remember HaKoras HaTayv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he made me forget any tainas against them, and I was able to be Moichel them. And not only that, but the next son he also, he named Ephraim, Ki Ephrani Elokim Be'eretz Anyi. He says, B'schus, my brothers, I was Oyle L'Gdula that Hashem made me over here, somebody chashim. So not only was he Michael the brothers, but he was makir tovit to the brothers. Ki Efrani Elokim, Hashem made me become fruitful over here. Now, Reb Chatzka Levenstein has a different pshat over here. What's pshat ki nashani elokim is kol amoli. He says the following. He says, Yosef, by his father, by Yaakov Avinu, he sat and learned. Yaakov Avinu taught him the Torah of Shem Ve'ever, special Torah. And Yaakov Avinu was mechanachem and madrachem, how to be noig b'kindusha v'tahara, and how to be mufresh, how to be close to Hashem. He comes now to a new situation, to Mitzrayim. He's lost. How do you implement what Yaakov Avinu taught him? Yaakov Avinu taught him how to be a yeshiva boch, how to be a koil younger man, how to be noig b'Hashem, mamish mitoich kindusha. And here he comes to the exact opposite of that. So now he needed a totally new set of tools. He had to readjust. He had to somehow or other learn a new trade and how to remain a frum yid in a totally different place. So that's the pshat ki nashani elokim es kol amoli. If I would have been totally only what I learned in the place of Yaakov Avinu, I wouldn't be able to negotiate this new matzav right now. It's a totally different matzav. It's not a matzav of the yeshiva bachur. It's not a matzav of the kailul man of the ben Torah. You have to use different kinds of tachsis and different kinds of strategy to be able to make it over here. So kinashani elokim is kol amoli, and he gave me a new way of thinking and how to handle over here. That was the praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say over a ma'isa. They say there was a yid by the name of Rav Baruch Zeldovitz, Zechrono Levracha. He was a Dvir Adar in Minsk. Reish v'rishon l'chol davar shebikdusha. He used to be in Nadav to Tzedakis, to a tremendous ask, and he was a big gevir. And then the communists took over, lost everything. He ran away with the clothing on his back, Zehu. He ran away to Eretz Yisrael with his mishpacha, and he was an oni ve'evyon, and there he was a shamish in a shul, barely had anything. So by his levai, the ultimate slabotka said a hesped, that in Russia, he graduated the University of Ashiras with flying colors. He got a diploma at the University of Ashiras. In Eretz Yisrael, he got a diploma in the University of Anius. In other words, Lefi each matziv, he was able to adapt, and he was able to be an Oyved Hashem, Lefi what everything called for. Agam, he was used to serving Hashem this way, but now he served Hashem in a totally different way. And that's what happened over here. That's what happened over here with Yosef. Kinashani elokim es kol amoli. That whole mahalo that I picked up over there was not applicable over here. And over here he had to learn a whole new way of dealing with life and to survive as a Ben Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him do that. He gave him totally new kaiches. Vayomer aleihem Yisrael. And they came and they told him that Yosef was giving him a hard time. Im kein eifoi zoysasu. This is what you should do. Kumi zimras ha'ores b'kleichem, take from the fruits of the land, your kelim, v'hayridu l'ishmincha, matzriv, dvash, chois, v'loid, botna, mishkeidim, different things, and so on, and go down to him. V'kel shaka yitin lochem rachamim l'fnei ha'ish. And may Hashem give you rachamim in front of the man. So Rashi says, may Atah, now that you're taking these matanis, Einchem chaserim klum ela tefila. All you're missing is tefila. Hareini mispalel aleich. So Zokri b'Yeruchim levovet zeichetzali v'kodesh levracha. You see from over here, gevaldig yisoid. You could have all the hishtaglis in the world, and you could have them as good things that you're presenting to the king. But without tefillah, nothing works. After everything, he gave them a whole seder advarim what to do, to take mizim rezoris and to take money that he left in their bags and whatever. After all of the hishtaglis, after the whole list of things, the only way it works is with tefillah. Tefillah is the yisoid of getting things done. Tefillah is the thing that makes things move. That we see from the beginning of the Bria. Sefer Bereishis is filled with this. From the beginning of the Bria, it says that when Adam Rishon was created, the earth did not yet produce its fruits. Why? Because Hashem was waiting for Adam Rishon to be mispalel, and then the rain would come. He would see that there's a tzairach in the rain. He'd be mispalel for rain. And then it would only grow then. Everything was already muchen. The whole Bria was muchen. The earth had the capability of giving off fruits. With all the capabilities and with all the chachma in the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed into it, it does not work unless you have tefillah. And everything from Avraham Avinu and all the Imois, they were mispalel for children, it only works through tefillah. Hishtaglus without tefillah is nothing. I might have once mentioned this ma'isa. It's a moedik ma'isa. In Eretz Yisrael, there was a shaila of permitting abortions. The Farshtaitz of the Haredim were fighting against the tooth and nail. And the Rafal Levine, Rabbi Ari Levine's son, Zeichet Tzadik Levrache, he wanted to have a special meeting with one of the big judges there. His name was Shmuel Tamir. I think he was a semi-from, he was a big Zionist, but a semi-from judge. This Rabbi Rafal Levine wanted to speak to him because he was pro-abortion. He wanted to speak to him. And he asked before he goes that Dayum should fast, Dayum should daven, that he should be matzliach. So he meets with this Shmuel Tamir. And he said, I want to tell you a story. There was a couple that they were struggling, you know, in getting their feet down here in Eretz Yisrael. And the wife was expecting a child and they wanted to abort. They came to Rabbi Ari Levine, and Rabbi Ari Levine begged them not to abort and not to do it, and it's Ritzicha and so on. You're taking away a life, and you'll see you're going to have nachas from the child that you have. The Soydavra was that they listened to my father, and they had the child, and they taka have nachas. You know who that child is? You. He says, me? He says, yeah, that child was you. Your parents came to my father and they asked for this aid. So he called his parents and he asked, is it true that you had the shaila? And he went, he says, yeah, it's 100% true. Because he was shocked out of his wits. He said that he's going to be mishtadl, to be mavatl, you know, the whole thing. So afterwards, people that were with him, they said, you had such a mice in your hands. You know, you had everything in the palm of your hand. So why do you ask? They should fast. They should daven. So he looks at them and he says, what are you talking about? He says, without tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing moves. You could have the biggest ishtaglus in the world. You have mamish the ace in your hands. If you're not going to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows how many things could go wrong. But doesn't get on the mice. And that's really the yesod that we see over here. I just want to finish off the Vart on Chanukah. It says, "Misein al hanisim, v'sata giborim b'yad chaloshim, v'rabim ad ma'atim, v'tmeim b'yad ta'irim, v'rishom b'yad tzadikim, v'zeidim b'yad oiskei soyresecha." So the question is like, okay, giborim b'yad chaloshim, kerem fashtein, and rabim b'yad ma'atim, those are nisim. What's if a zaydim yad oiskei sarasecha? Because they're oiskei sarasecha, that makes it more of an ace. So, Rav Igdal Miller says, I don't remember how he explains everyone, tmeim yad tahirim. Besides the fact that there's an ace, there's a special satisfaction that the good guys win. You know, an ace happened, a miraculous thing happened, but if it doesn't happen to good people, then, you know, what's the purpose of an ace? the chelik of the chesed was that it was the good people that won. But I wanted a tiny pshat. Oiskei Torah secha. Torah edels ois a person. Torah makes a person into an edler person. He makes him into a baal midas. He gives him nobility. He gives him erenskeit. He gives him erlichkeit. It makes him hate war. He makes him hate violence. Hate shvichas damim. He abhors it. It's meis to him. The Torah is rachmana. It's called rachmana. The Torah's mitzias is rachmanas. Zaydim, on the other hand, rishayim, vicious people, they love bloodshed. This is what they live for. They love nitzacha and they love to beat the other fellow. Killing is garnished. So l'chayra, the oiskei sarasecha were at a tremendous disadvantage because they're oiskei edel, they have the good midas, they're peace-loving with all those things. How do you go and combat these people that train 24-7 for war to be shayfchei damim? That was the neis v'zeidim yad oiskei sarasecha. Afal pikein, they fell into the hands of oiskei sarasecha. And we talk after pizoicha to those nisim today. Talmud of mine, actually, Rabbi Yechiel Spiro, last week, he was in Gaza. He said they brought him in over there to be mechazik, mishpachas, by speaking, whatever. So he told me he was mamish, you know, over there by the Gaza Strip, and they took him into a base medrash. They made a base medrash there. This fellow's sitting and learning. Guys that, while they weren't mamish badly, they're sitting, art scrolls sent crates of gemaras over there. Art scroll Gemaras, and there's people that are sitting and learning over there. And these are the people that are fighting the war against these Rishoyim Arurim that have been training for ages to do this rishis. That's Vizaydim Yadayskei Sarasach. We should be Zoyche to the Nisan that we were Zoyche in the times of Chanukah.
Amen.